here with a couple more minutes with Kevin Phillips, who is going to give us all the answers about how we fix this.
Well, in terms of the impact of women and minorities on politics, I'm not certain that that produces any particular spark that fixes anything. The sense of disappointment in some of the women thrown up as national candidates has been palpable. I don't think Elizabeth Dolez is likely to change that. Jesse Jackson has told a grateful nation that he's prepared to run again, and that hasn't made many waves either. It's possible that Ben Nighthorse Campbell from Colorado, the part Cheyenne, will get in it, but I doubt it. I really don't see that at this point, that the likelihood of a presidential candidate there. What I would be very pleased by, if I knew that somehow or other turnout in the next 2, 4, 6 years was going to climb by 12, 15, 18 percentage points. We have, of the major nations, the lowest outside of India, and it has been declining, and especially among men. And I don't think very much is going to be fixed without a crisis that clarifies a lot of things that are now iffy and creates a sense of real need and desire to participate because of a sense of the stakes of participation.
Things like what?
I don't know, but historically the best examples would be a major economic crisis, a war, massive internal dislocations, one of those three.
Oh, gee, that sounds like a lot of fun before it gets better.
Well, when you don't have a crisis, and yet you're in circumstances that you feel are building towards a crisis, that tends to depress good people from getting involved because they can't take the stands they think need to be taken because it's premature. If we're going to have a crisis, and I believe a crisis is sort of due, if you look at this century, you've had a flow of them, and we've actually been sort of lacking in them for the last 30 years. You can see where they may come from, and I think that's the question.
Outside of electoral politics, do you see anything, or is it going to have to work its way through the electoral system? And I ask that because politicians frequently follow, almost always follow.
Yes, I think that too much of the framework for anything has to come from a major crisis. I don't think that shootings or dislocations in parts of the country and law and order can create that larger crisis. The system has dealt with a lot of that in the last 30 or 40 years. I think I would say that something global or something in an economic crisis.
Well, and the argument, this is very clarifying, because essentially our value is an economic value, it is a capital value, and it will take a crisis of capitalism, essentially. I mean, to something that attacks the underlying value.
The god of the marketplace is the god that's in question, and the other gods are perhaps waiting in the wings.
And you say of the three cousins' wars that the Protestant god is the god of war.
The Protestant god has been the god of the marketplace, the god of war, the god of success. So the Protestant God has got to redefine himself in the next 10 or 20 years because he can't be all that he's been in these large churches that we have that don't take too much of a stand on any of these issues.
This is Kevin Phillips, and we're awfully glad that you joined us. Thank you.
My pleasure.
You can find more of Kevin Phillips' exploration of how America and England have co-evolved in the Cousins Wars. We thank him for his rigorous work and for his openness to discovering new truths in old ideas. I'm Paula Gordon. I wish you well.